Best Friends, Worst Luck by Mary Hooper. Read by Lisa Coleman. Chapter 1. Don't use that phone, Mum said as I crept down the uncarpeted hall. We stopped paying for it at 9 o'clock. I had been making for the phone, robbed of its table and sitting on the floor. All the better then, I said. I can ring Sal for free. Mum tuttered, made a groaning noise, then, obviously deciding that she couldn't be bothered, passed by me, carrying a huge heap of stuff. Sheets, books, pictures, a brass ship's bell, and some coat hangers. Two forks fell from her as she passed. I picked up the phone and dialed Sal's number, feeling miserable. This would be the very last time I'd be ringing my best friend from here. At 11 o'clock, or whenever every last coat hanger had been loaded into the removal van, we, Mum, Adele and I, were moving. Going to live on a farm, of all places. No wonder I was fed up. Sal answered the phone in a muggy voice, which meant that I'd got her out of bed. This is the very last time I'll be ringing you from this house, I said pathetically. It's only 9:30, she complained. I was asleep. I've been up since 6, I said. Not that I was sleeping. I was on the floor of the living room in a sleeping bag and the zip kept sticking into me. Sal yawned. Got everything done then, have you? Packed up? Nearly, I said, trying to ignore the thought of 15 little piles of things which I couldn't find homes for, sitting on the floor of Adele's in my bedroom, or what used to be our bedroom. I hesitated. I knew I was going to wish I hadn't asked, but I couldn't resist it. What are you going to do today? Dunno, first day of the holidays. I'll just lollop around, I suppose. Might go swimming this afternoon with Donna and Roselle. A quiver of jealousy ran through me. I picked up.